Call this committee of the whole meeting to order, April the 23rd, 2019, 6:30 PM. Ms. Wong, will you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch. Councilmember Kelly.
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan.
Here.
Councilmember Roche.
Here.
Councilmember Cummings.
Here.
Councilmember Hutchins. Mayor Curtis.
Here. Thank you. I've asked the Boy Scouts if they would come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance at this time. And if you would line up across the, come through the doors here and just line up across the area here. And this is troop number, what's your troop number, gentlemen?
158.
158.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you'll turn that way, I think you've got to speak up. They won't take pictures of you. Did you already get your pictures, guys? Thank you, gentlemen. That's troop 158 from here in Simpsonville. Thanks, guys. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes of the March 26, 2019 Committee of the Whole meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing no corrections, the minutes of the March 26, 2019 Committee of the Whole meeting are approved. Let's see. Presentation and updates, Chamber of Commerce, Ms. Allison McGarry.
Good evening. In the packet that I sent last week, you have the usual updates, including the financial report for the Welcome Center. And again, that's our fiscal year to date, so it's January to March at this point. You'll see the same list of revenue and expenses as last year's same budget. And those numbers will, of course, update throughout the year. But let me know if you have any questions about those. Then my next update is for our annual directory and the newcomers guide, which is, has the information about Simpsonville as well as the member directory, obviously, in the back. And we're working with Justin and Diana already for the elements that are updated by the city. So this year, that includes the mayor's welcome letter, the council listing and the photo, the city at a glance list, recreation listing, an article that has previously been called Enjoying Simpsonville. It may get some updates this year, an economic development update article. And this year, we are expecting the book to be delivered in August. So it'll be a little bit earlier than the one last year, and then that schedule will continue. I believe I included that in my update in January as well. That one is still in the works. Then we, as of today, formally announced that Malden has joined us for Leadership Golden Strip. So now that program represents the full Golden Strip with our chamber, the Fountain Chamber, and then Malden. So applications are out right now on our website and all of the program information with the dates. The deadline won't be until August 9th, so people have plenty of time to apply. And we are offering an early bird tuition again this year, and that deadline is the end of May. So we'll be promoting all of those dates with all of the program information. But that is an exciting announcement as far as Malden is concerned. And I included the list and photos of all the business winners for our A-list awards that took place in March. So thank you all that attended that event, and I just included the list so that you can see those businesses and see that recognition. The last page of those includes the community awards, which we awarded for the police and fire department, and then this year added the community service award, which we awarded to a member of the public works department. So all of those are on there. Then we've also recently announced that we are going to do a job fair that is also a partnership with the Fountain Inn Chamber as well as the Center for Community Services. So we've been promoting that for a couple of weeks now, but that'll ramp up as well. We're currently accepting applications for employers who will be there, and then as it gets closer, we'll push marketing for job seekers as well. That is on May 30th, and we're doing that at the Fountain Inn Activity Center. Then you have a list of our recently joined chamber members. Again, just to see the list and see what some of those local businesses are. And then the last is the calendar of events for the next few months. And it's noted at the top of the list, but all of the annual and community events are circled in yellow. The rest of the events on the list are more for our monthly committee and regularly scheduled monthly events. So that is all included for you. And then not included in the packet, but another important update, we did officially hire our third staff person, and he is here with me this evening. J.R. Humphreys is our development manager, and he is just going to do a quick introduction of himself and what he is doing with the chamber.
Okay.
Thank you, Council, very much for having me. I am the development manager for the Chamber of Commerce here in the Simpsonville area. I am responsible for member acquisition, retention, as well as our programming and committees, which I'm wrapping up a couple of our programmings and committees that have fallen off with only two staff members. I'm an upstate native, so I have a true love for the area. I moved back after undergrad, and I'm really excited to see the upstate area grow and to work with you folks in the future. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions at this time for Ms. McGarity? We're good. All right, thank you. Did we have anyone sign up for citizen comments, Ms. Long?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. This time we'll move into staff reports. Monthly financial report, Christine Farino.
Madam Mayor and members of council, I'm going to give that report. Ms. Farino is home with a sick child and could not be here this evening. General fund revenues for the month of March came in at $807,365 with expenses of about $1.95 million. To date, general fund revenues are approximately 6% higher than the same period last year, and we are at 75% of our year-to-date budget for both revenues and expenditures, so we're right on track where we need to be. Sewer fund revenues for the month of March came in at $216,000, with expenses just over $60,000. To date, sewer revenues are 83% of the budget, so we're a little higher on the revenue side, which is a good indicator, and expenses are at 57% of the budget. And for our special source revenue, the hospitality and accommodations taxes, our revenues are just over $177,000 for the month of March, with expenses of only $1,455. Year-to-date revenue for that fund is about $1.547 million, which is, again, a 6% increase over this time last year. So financially, everything looks really good. And I'll answer any specific questions you might have.
Does anyone have any questions about the monthly financial report? I think we're good. Thank you, Ms. Gracely.
Thank you.
Next, we have the city administrator's report, Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, ma'am. Just to highlight a few items in the report, construction is continuing on the alleyway restroom project. The anticipated completion date is the end of May. We were hoping to have it completed sooner. I think the restroom building itself will be completed sooner, but unfortunately there was a delay in getting the pavers delivered to be installed. The pavers are not scheduled for delivery now until May 22nd. So it's likely going to be the end of May or early June before the project is completed in its entirety. I am going to Greenville County on Thursday evening to appear before the County Transportation Committee with a request for additional matching funding for the municipal match program, because we did have the extra revenue that we put toward that. I don't anticipate any problems. It's really more of a formality. So I'll be doing that on Thursday. The new sign for the amphitheater, the CCNB sign and Heritage Park Amphitheater sign, is going to be installed by the end of next week, just in time for our first concert, which is May the 5th. I wish it had been sooner, because there's not been a sign out there. They did have to remove the old one so they could fabricate the new one to the right scale. Continuing work with the Simpsonville Trails Group. There is a matter before you on your agenda tonight related to that, and so I'll elaborate more when we get to that item. I still do not have a firm cost estimate yet for what our portion of the funds required will be to do that nearly 1 mile of trail along South Main. It'll be a paved shared use path, which would be 10 feet wide, which is typical width for that. Of course, there's already a resurfacing project on South Main, so we're getting this work done at quite a bargain as far as the city's contribution. And also, Councilman Dan Tripp did contribute his discretionary funds in the amount of $10,000 toward that as well. The fire department, Chief Williams and I were at Greenville County Council last Tuesday for second reading of the bond ordinance for the capital improvement plan, which will fund fire station number 6 construction and equipping furnishing. And then they also had first reading of the operating millage increase, which would pay the staff the new station. And that, of course, is part of the budget as well that you'll hear later. The increased operating millage is included in the FY20 budget. I think those are the only things I wanted to really highlight for you, but if you have any other questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions of our city administrator? Thank you, Ms. Gracely.
Thank you.
Next, we have Community Relations Specialist Report, Mr. Justin Campbell.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Planning for the citywide cleanup day on April 27th. This Saturday is going well. Chick-fil-A is providing breakfast, some of which is donated, so we really appreciate that. And Bilo volunteered actually to donate bottled water and fruit. For the kids, we'll have a fire engine, police cruiser, and bouncy house. About 50 people have signed up, and Mr. Crawford said that storm cleanup or any issues from the storm should not affect this event. Planning for Support the Arts fundraiser is also going well. We've been advertising, secure television spots on Fox Carolina and WSBA, and sponsorships have begun to come in. The city of Simpsonville officially has a new event beginning June 6th. The city and Simpsonville Arts Foundation are hosting concerts at Hendricks Pavilion every Thursday until August 1st, excluding July 4th. With food trucks and tacos and blah, 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 we'll have a food truck at every event, in addition to another featured food truck. So the idea is to have two. And the first concert is going to be Jazzy Trendy. The spring into reading effort was a success. United Way was really impressed by how much supplies, toys, toiletry items that we donated to kids. Kids across Greenville County who got things that they needed after they came back from spring break because of efforts like our city employees. And lastly, in addition to thanking our own fire, police, parks and recreation, and public works department for the great job with storm cleanup, I also want to recognize the cities of Greenville and Malden, and now Greenville County, for their assistance, and Domino's Pizza and Coach House for providing free lunch and breakfast to city workers Tuesday, Wednesday, and then yesterday. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Does anyone have any questions? Yes, Mr. Cummings.
Thank you for the report, Justin. As a reminder, the Make Simpsonville Shine event, what time does that start and where are volunteers to meet?
It starts at 8 o'clock, so from 8 to 8:30. People should meet at the parking lot of City Park. Sign up between 8 and 8:30, eat some Chick-fil-A breakfast, get your assignment, get your supplies, your vest, and then from, we have 8:30 to 11:30 is the time to pick up litter. If people get there past 8:30, of course, we're happy to give them their supplies and give them their Chick-fil-A and send them on out.
Okay.
Anyone else? I would like to say thank you to all of the businesses that did take care of the guys that came in and helped during the cleanup of the tornado. I know Malden and Greenville were very involved with that, and we appreciate that. And we know that it's not easy leaving your own turf to come down and help another area, but we certainly appreciate that because we were in need, and I was amazed at how quickly working together with them, we were able to get our city back up and running. And even some of the parks that had most of the damage, they were able to get that cleared out as well. So on behalf of all of us, I thank them for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Next on the agenda is the Economic Development Report, Jason Knudsen.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. You've been provided with a monthly report for April. Looking at the numbers of our permitting, everything is kind of on par with what we've been seeing for the last few months. There aren't any really surprises there. As far as plan reviews are going, we did receive a preliminary review. It says Morning Mist because we are actually going to now have a piece of Morning Mist in the city. It was an annexation about a year, year and a half ago that we did. And they are actually have made the agreement to be a part of Morning Mist. And so that is under review at this time. And we've had three good plans go out that have been approved. Most notable would be the Marydale development. Again, this is an annexation of about a year and a half, 2 years ago on Harrison Bridge Road. There's going to be townhomes with commercial parcels out front. Before the boards and commissions, the Planning Commission, and this will be the next item. So we'll go more depth then, but is the rezoning of the Burdett Central property. And it was seen by the commission very well with approval of 6-0. And then the Board of Zoning Appeals did not have any items on their agenda this month. On the back, because I'm a very visual person myself, something new is graphing out our trends. And now that I've been collecting this data and analyzing it for about a year now, the idea in the future is to have a year-to-year comparison, just kind of see where we're on track to where we were this time last year.
Does anyone have any questions of Mr. Knudsen on his report? Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, we move into the business items anticipated to come before council. Looks like you're up first, which is Z2019-01, proposed rezoning of Burdett Central. Mr. Knudsen.
Thank you. As just mentioned, we did receive the application for rezoning of the Burdett Central property. It is currently zoned business urban, and they're seeking the ID Innovative Development designation. Something to note, this property used to be that designation in the form of a PD, but during the rezoning of the new zoning ordinance, it was converted back to business urban. So this is something we've seen as a special site in the past. And the reason they're really looking for this designation is so they can be a little more creative with their ideas and use of materials. The business urban district does not allow metal exterior finishes. And it's really kind of some other things like that. And that's really kind of why this innovative development has been established, is so that people with creative ideas can come in and we can kind of grant that special approval with some oversight, is how are these materials going to be used. So it's not just a free, go have fun, and do whatever you want. And so they've really given us some concepts and things that we've seen, some drawings of, some renderings, showing how they'd like to use these materials. Notably, there's a single repurposed shipping container to be an extension of a retail establishment, or it can stand on its own, as well as using some metal elements as some finishing materials integrated in that will kind of pay homage to the history and the industrial side of Simpsonville. So staff has read through their statement of intent, and they've done a very good job providing, you know, a good idea of what they want to be doing with this property. A few more little slides there. So the public hearing was held as part of the Planning Commission meeting on April the 2nd. There were no public comments at that time. And the Planning Commission, by a vote of 6-0, unanimously recommends approval of this rezoning. Staff is very pleased with the things that the meetings that we've had with this development group. They really get an idea of what Simpsonville is, and are really excited to be a part of that future.
Okay, have a motion pertaining to Z2019-01, proposed rezoning of Burdette Central. Mr. Cummings.
I make a motion to approve Z-2019-01, proposed rezoning of Burdette Central.
Second. I have a motion for Mr. Cummings, being seconded by Ms. Roche and Ms. Kelly. And this is to move it to our business meeting, is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, all right. Discussion. Anyone have any questions of Mr. Knutson? Ms. Roche.
I assume that the exterior buildings would refer to the shipping container concept. Is that what one of the reasons we need to change?
Yeah, that's the main driving force there. Because as you know, the Burdette building itself is on the National Historic Registry, and so modifications to this exterior are extremely limited, if allowed at all. And so it will be used more as accent pieces, with the shipping container being the most massive of kind of metal.
In the drawings, it just looks like it's standing alone. Is it actually part of one of the restaurants?
No, it will be standing alone kind of in this back exterior space. It is also kind of tucked in behind, so you may not even be able to see it from the main road. There's been some talks and discussions that it could be an extension of one of the tenants that goes in, or it could be a standalone.
So can you tell us what it'll be utilized for, or not yet?
They don't have that down. If they do, they may kind of keep that close. For example, if a restaurant went in, it could be an extension maybe where you can get limited food items from them, or it could be a standalone, we'll just say, coffee shop, something of those nature.
Thank you.
Retail oriented.
Ms. Holohan.
I have heard from some people who have concerns about the shipping container, and I'm assuming that within the zoning guidelines and the innovative development, that there's something that is going to ensure that it does not look like somebody picked up a shipping container and dumped it into the middle of downtown. Could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so that's going to be under review when they come through. We will take an architectural look at what the building is going to look like to make sure that it does fit the character and the nature of the area. And so that is in the zoning ordinance. So that gives us the ability to say this really, it's way out there. You're not fitting in with what's here. So there will be oversight on that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Ms. Kelly?
So who makes that final decision then? Zoning, I mean?
Planning staff will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there won't be a vote or anything, it won't come before us as far as.
Okay. Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ms. Gracely, infrastructure work for South Main Street.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of council. Unfortunately, you don't have any backup in your packet, because I do not yet have a firm number on what this is going to cost the city. What the engineer has told me is that it will be in the ballpark of $200,000, and that's his cost estimate. And I mentioned that Councilman Tripp is providing $10,000 of that. So we're looking at a probable capital outlay of about $190,000 to consider. The reason I brought it to you tonight is because we're just asking to move this matter to the business meeting next month, and I didn't want to delay it an additional 45 days because the paving is scheduled for June or July, so we'll need to make a decision at the business meeting next month. He has given all of the quantities to King Asphalt, who is the contractor for this year's municipal match, who will be doing the resurfacing on South Main. So it's just a matter of that contractor then taking those quantities and giving him actual unit prices. And so we'll have a firm price when I come before you again in May.
I have a motion at this time for infrastructure work for South Main Street. Ms. Kelly.
I make a motion to move the discussion and decision on infrastructure work for South Main Street to the next business meeting.
Second. I have a motion for Ms. Kelly being seconded by Ms. Roche. Discussion?
Anyone have any
questions for Ms. Gressler? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Ms. Gracely, the budget presentation.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of council. You're gonna get tired of my voice tonight. As you know, we did have our budget workshop and discussion 2 weeks ago prior to the business meeting of council. I think the discussion was very thorough, but I'm happy to entertain any additional questions you may have. The only question at that time was with regard to the fleet of police vehicles and which cars would be retired with the new purchases, and I sent that out via email. I think you all have received it. So I'll entertain any questions you might have regarding the budget. Of course, this is not voting first reading on the budget. This is simply moving it to the business meeting. So there would still be an opportunity for another budget discussion if we need to have another meeting. Or, you know, if you have any questions between now and the business meeting, I can certainly entertain those.
Okay. Mr. Holmes, do we need to have a vote on moving this to our business meeting in May?
Technically, you do. Because
okay. All right, I'll call for a motion pertaining to the budget. Ms. Kelly?
I move that we move the FY20 budget presentation and discussion and approval to the next business meeting.
I have a motion from Ms. Kelly being seconded by Ms. Roche. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, next. We have selection committee recommendation for downtown master plan consultant. Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of council. We had four submittals in response to our request for qualifications for firm to help us with our downtown master plan. We interviewed all four of those firms that submitted their statements of qualification. The committee's recommendation, and I'll tell you, the committee consisted of Mayor Curtis, council members Roche, Hutchings, and Kelly, and myself and Mr. Knutson from our planning staff. The rankings bore out this way: MKSK, which is a Greenville firm, at 98.3%, this is on a 100-point scale. Urban Design Associates out of Pittsburgh at 84.6%. McGill out of Asheville at 80%, and then TSW, who is an Atlanta firm, at 71.3%. So the committee's recommendation would be to go into contract negotiations with MKSK as our top-ranked firm.
Do you have a motion? Ms. Roche.
Madam Mayor, I move that we allow Diana to enter into contract negotiations with MKSK for the master plan.
Second.
A motion for Ms. Roche being seconded by Ms. Kelly. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, Ms. Gracely, we have the selection committee recommendation for the rebranding consultant.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Very much like the RFQ that went out for the downtown master plan, we issued one simultaneously but separately for the rebranding effort for the city to develop a new logo design for us. The committee members on that selection committee were Mayor Curtis, council members Roche and Hutchings, myself, and Justin Campbell from our community relations staff. Those bore out as follows. Arnett Muldrow and Associates, who is a Greenville firm at 98.4%, again on a 100-point scale. New Uniform Design out of Atlanta at 87.2%. IWS out of Washington, D.C. at 56.4%, and Moxie Media out of Greenville at 50%. And I failed to mention prior to this, but those interviews were very extensive and lengthy, and we gave the firms an opportunity to talk to us about their prior experience, similar projects they had worked on. I think the committee did a great job of asking pertinent questions. And so I think this is a very solid recommendation, and it was overwhelmingly positive for the top-ranked firm, which would be Arnett Muldrow and Associates.
Do I have a motion? Ms. Roche?
Madam Mayor, I move that you allow Diane to enter into contract negotiations with Arnett Muldrow and Associates for purposes of rebranding.
Second.
Have a motion for Ms. Roche being seconded by Mr. Cummings. Discussion? Ms. Houlihan.
Ms. Gracely, for those of us who are not on the committee, could you tell us a little bit more about what it was exactly that you all were looking for in terms of a rebranding consultant?
Sure. So primarily, I think all of the firms were qualified as far as logo design and their experience in marketing and doing logos and branding for corporations. We were specifically looking for a firm that had experience doing it for a community, because we believe there's a very big distinction between, say, a logo for a corporate entity like a Coca-Cola versus a community like Simpsonville or Greenville or any government. Primarily because of the process involved, we wanted someone who knew how to handle public engagement. Because when you're working for a corporation, you have a board of directors that you have to engage and get feedback from them. But we want someone who has extensive experience in surveying the community, doing a series of stakeholder focus groups, and then also widespread community input as part of the process. We felt like the process was as important as their big name corporations that they had worked for. And this particular firm has done the same exercise for over 400 communities nationwide, and they've actually done some international work as well.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. On the agenda, we have an executive session. We need to have a motion to amend the agenda to state that the executive session item is for the receipt of legal advice concerning the statutory requirements for the use of tourism promotion funds allocated to the Simpsonville Welcome Center. Do I have a motion that we amend the agenda to state the executive session item is for the receipt of legal advice concerning the statutory requirements for the use of tourism promotion funds allocated to the Simpsonville Welcome Center? Ms. Houlihan.
Madam Mayor, I move that council amend the executive session item on the agenda to read that it is for the receipt of legal advice concerning the statutory requirements for the use of tourism promotion funds allocated at the Simpsonville Welcome Center.
Second.
Have a motion and a second to amend our agenda to read we need to go into executive session.
To
receive legal advice concerning the statutory requirements for the use of tourism promotion funds allocated to the Simpsonville Welcome Center. And we're amending the agenda to say so. Discussion. I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, now I need a motion that we go into executive session to actually receive legal advice. Yes, Ms. Helena.
Madam Mayor, I move that council go into executive session for the receipt of legal advice concerning the statutory requirements for the use of tourism promotion funds allocated to the Simpsonville Welcome Center.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Discussion? I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are in executive session for the discussion to receive legal advice concerning the statutory requirements for the use of tourism promotion funds allocated to the Simpsonville Welcome Center. Council may vote on items discussed in executive session. Thank you. That's right. Council is not expected to take any action upon coming out of executive session. Yes.